Today in Security from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Change Healthcare faces another ransomware threat, and it looks credible. Change Healthcare ransomware hackers already received a $22 million payment. Now a second group is demanding money and has sent Wired samples of what they claim is the company's stolen data. By Andy Greenberg and Matt Burgess. For months, Change Healthcare has faced an immensely messy, months-long ransomware debacle that has left hundreds of pharmacies and medical practices across the United States unable to process claims. Now, thanks to an apparent dispute within the ransomware criminal ecosystem, it may have just become far messier still. Last month, the ransomware group AlphaV, which had claimed credit for encrypting Change Healthcare's network and threatened to leak reams of the company's sensitive healthcare data, received a $22 million payment, evidence publicly captured on Bitcoin's blockchain that Change Healthcare had very likely caved to its tormentors' ransom demands, though the company has yet to confirm that it paid. But in a new definition of a worst-case ransomware, a different ransomware group claims to be holding Change Healthcare's stolen data and is demanding a payment of their own. Since Monday, Ransom Hub, a relatively new ransomware group, has posted to its dark website that it has 4 terabytes of Change Healthcare's stolen data, which it threatened to sell to the highest bidder if Change Healthcare didn't pay an unspecified ransom. Ransom Hub tells Wired it's not affiliated with AlphaV and can't say how much it's demanding as a ransom payment. Ransom Hub initially declined to publish or provide Wired any sample data from that stolen trove to prove its claim, but on Friday, a representative from the group sent Wired several screenshots of what appeared to be patient records and a data-sharing contract for United Healthcare, which owns Change Healthcare and Emdeon, which acquired Change Healthcare in 2014 and later took its name. While Wired could not fully confirm Ransom Hub's claims, the sample suggests that this second extortion attempt against Change Healthcare may be more than an empty threat. For anyone doubting that we have the data and to anyone speculating the criticality and the sensitivity of the data, the images should be enough to show the magnitude and importance of the situation and clear the unrealistic and childish theories, the Ransom Hub contact tells Wired in an email. Change Healthcare didn't immediately respond to Wired's request for comment on Ransom Hub's extortion demand. Brett Callow, a ransomware analyst with security firm MZSoft, says he believes AlphaV did not originally publish any data from the incident, and the origin of Ransom Hub's data is unclear. I obviously don't know whether the data is real, it could have been pulled from elsewhere, but nor do I see anything that indicates it may not be authentic, he says, of the data shared by Ransom Hub. Jeff DiMaggio, chief security strategist at threat intelligence firm Analyst One, says he believes Ransom Hub is telling the truth and does have Change Healthcare's data after reviewing the information sent to Wired. While Ransom Hub is a new ransomware threat actor, DiMaggio says they are quickly gaining momentum. If Ransom Hub's claims are real, it will mean that Change Healthcare's already catastrophic ransomware ordeal has become a kind of cautionary tale about the dangers of trusting ransomware groups to follow through on their promises, even after a ransom is paid. In March, someone who goes by the name Nachi posted on a Russian cybercriminal forum that AlphaV had pocketed that $22 million payment and disappeared without sharing a commission with the affiliate hackers who typically partner with ransomware groups and often penetrate victims' networks on their behalf. Nachi's post suggested that Change Healthcare faced an unprecedented situation. It had allegedly already paid a ransom, yet jilted partners of the gang extorting it still felt they were owed money and still possessed Change Healthcare's stolen data. Ransom Hub tells Wired it is associated with Nachi. Now, Ransom Hub has claimed the data remains with the affiliate, and Alf V did not directly have the data originally. Wired could not verify these claims. For everyone speculating and theorizing on the situation, Alf V stole our share of the payment and performed an exit scam. A Ransom Hub representative wrote to Wired, Alf V performed the exit scam before we get to the data deletion part. Kalos says the incident reinforces that cybercriminals can't be trusted to delete data, even when they are paid. For example, when a global law enforcement operation disrupted the notorious Lockbit ransomware group in February, police said they discovered the cybercriminals still had data investigators had paid to be deleted. Sometimes they use the undeleted data to extort victims for a second time, and the risk of re-extortion will only increase as law enforcement up their disruption efforts and throw the ransomware ecosystem into chaos, Kalos says. What were always unpredictable outcomes will now be even more unpredictable. Similarly, DiMaggio says victims of ransomware attacks need to learn they can't trust cybercriminals. Victims need to understand that paying a criminal who promises to delete their data permanently is a myth, DiMaggio says. They are paying to have their data taken off the public side of the ransomware hacker's data leak site. They should assume it is never actually deleted. United Health Group's website says it is continuing to make progress in mitigating the impact of the attack and expanding financial assistance to healthcare providers that have been impacted. However, the attack has sent long-standing ripples across medical facilities in the United States, demonstrating how disruptive ransomware attacks can be and the difficulties in restoring services. Clinicians and patients alike have been impacted, with extra strain being placed upon medical business owners. On Wednesday, the American Medical Association, or AMA, said serious disruptions continue across physician practices. A survey of AMA members conducted between March 26th and April 3rd found 80% of clinicians had lost revenue and many are using their own personal finances to cover a practice's expenses. Medical practitioners responding to the survey said they were heading towards bankruptcy, were struggling to manage pain care for cancer patients, and that procedures had been delayed. Practices will close because of this incident, Jesse M. Ehrenfeld, the president of the AMA, said in a statement, and patients will lose access to their physicians. In a message to Wired, the Ransom Hub contact claims, for whatever the word of a ransomware gang is worth, that they are different to other cybercriminals, and if Change Healthcare pays them, they wouldn't try to extort it again. We will delete the data, they write. This data is a bomb for us. If we can't get payment, we have no choice but to sell it. Of course, if we can reach an agreement, it will be better to delete the data than throw the bomb away. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more security news at wired.com/security.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.